Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Proverbs 6 verse 1 says, "My son, if you have put up security for your neighbor, if you have shaken hands and pledged for a stranger, you have been trapped by what you said, ensnared by the words of your mouth." This is verse 3. So do this, my son, to free yourself. Since you have fallen into your neighbor's hands, go to the point of exhaustion and give your neighbor no rest. This is what I believe that in these couple of verses are telling us. Just you got to watch who you give your word to, because everybody is not has your best interest at heart. Every friend, you know, in certain situations, you would like to tell you everybody, man, look, if you need me, call me. If you need something, I got you. But these are some of the things that you got to watch who you do it with, you know, because
right.
if you do something for somebody, sometimes people only do things for you or help you to stick out their chest to say, man, you owe me something. You know what I'm saying? So that's what, you know, I believe that these couple of verses are talking about, because it even goes on in verse 3. It says, go to the point of exhaustion. So, man, keep whatever you got to do, get out. And if I could read the rest, 4 and 5, verse 4 says, allow no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. Free yourself like a gazelle from the hands of the hunter, like a bird from the snare of the fowler. So this is how, you know, and you got to let yourself go. You got to be able to be like they said, the gazelle from the hunter, you know, and not. And if you ever seen, you know, Animal Planet or whatever the case is, that gazelle is getting out the way. So that's the way that these verses are telling us, that we got to free ourselves. We cannot, and you know, because it's not good for us. All it's going to do is drag us down. All it's going to do is say, oh, dude, but you remember I did this for you, right? Yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da. They're not doing it to help you and to see you succeed, but they're just doing it to say that, yeah, I did something for you. That's what I think these verses are talking about. What you think about, Brad?
Definitely. Different people in the world that definitely, you know, do that, and they like to hold it over your head, I would think, you know. Always have something on you. Always be like, you know, I did this for you. And sometimes even in a workplace, people will do that to you. You know, hey, man, can you come? No, you remember when I did this? You know, I did that, you know. And it's like even to the point of giving, put it that way. Or if you do something, God knows what's on your heart. So if you're not doing it wholeheartedly, you're doing it just to be like, okay, God, I did this, you know. Okay, God, I did this, you know. It's not coming from your heart. It's not real. So definitely in the world, and even God is looking for genuine people, you know, that do it just because, not because of, you know, getting the reward, or not just because, oh, there's money involved. Put it that way. Some people like to, you know, it's sad to say, most people work on Sundays that I know. And they're like, you know, I got to do this, I got to do that, you know. But even in the Bible, it says rest on the Sabbath. It's a Sunday. You know, it definitely comes to a point where even some people as musicians, like me and you, you know, some people go to certain places because they get paid. I'm a musician here because I get paid, they pay better, da 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 da. Not because of the music. It may be because of the music a little bit, you know, they might be inclined, yes, but most of the time it's for the pay. And I think that, you know, it comes to a point of where your heart's at, and he definitely knows where it's at, because it's going to come out eventually. That's why I take away for these couple of verses right here. Does anybody else have any comments on these verses?
Or my interpretation, Adam?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
All right, good morning.
Good.
I just like the way you guys are rolling with this thing. And what I'm getting from is just be careful. You know, sometimes you hanging out and you say stuff, you know, off the cuff, just, hey, yeah, I got you, or, you know, hey, all right, we good. And so you got to be careful when you commit yourself to something, because sometimes you might just be saying, yeah, I'm going to do it. Like sometimes we'll say, all right, I'll call you later, or I'll get back with you. And we really don't have any intentions. If we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. But sometimes, you know, if you say, I got you, I'll call you, some people take that to hand, and, you know, you got to be careful who you actually are committed to, whether it's at work, whether it's food, whether it's with your mom or dad or girlfriend or boyfriend or whoever. Just make sure that you're not just flipping with it. Say, I got you or whatever, because we all know people that say something, and you know they don't mean it. It's like they're just saying it because it's a habit of them saying it. It's not like mm-hmm. they're going to do anything about it. I know preachers like that. Yeah, man, I'm going to do. And you're like, okay. They're just saying it because that's what they say. They're not serious about it. And so we have to be careful as men who we say we're going to be committed to, what we're going to be committed to, because sometimes you get into a situation where people don't mean you any good, but they want to hold you to something, you know, and you know, they try to take advantage of you. So you have to be careful of who you committing to.
Amen. It's definitely good points right there. Go to the next couple of verses here. It says, go to the ant, you sluggard, consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in the summer and gathers its food in the harvest. This one right here is very simple. It definitely just shows you that as not only men or as an individual, you just need to prepare yourself for different times. We definitely take time, and most of the time we prepare for what we want and what we need, and you definitely start your week off thinking about what you have to do, or even your mornings, or whether you're at work or whatever it may be. You know, even us on the first word, we definitely know what we got to do, and we take the time to prepare it, and we put everything together, and that's just being wise, you know, taking the time taking the time to setting, whether it be in a workplace where I was working at a couple of years, we had this thing called mise en place, French word for saying having everything together that you need. So when you get ready to cook something or you already made something, you make sure you got all your materials, whether it be going down the list, whether, you know, say we're on the first word, we make sure that we got our Bible, got the phone, make sure everything cool, make sure the connection good, all that good stuff. So, per se, if we want to put it towards God, God wants us to make sure that we have everything ready for whether it be for us to go to heaven. When we get ready to leave, make sure you got everything straight, make sure, you know, your heart's right. Us right now, you know, we definitely know that he is God. We believe in him, that Jesus died on the cross, all that great stuff. And, you know, that it's a wonderful thing that he did, because without that, there'll be no hope for us. You know, just knowing in your heart that, you know, he is God, and keeping that on your mind, preparing yourself, you know, for everyday life, you know, is we talk about all the time, it's not going to be easy, it's not going to be the greatest thing. There's going to be some struggles because, you know, we're here on earth, this is physical. And there's definitely going to be some things that come our way. So we got to prepare ourselves, keep in the word, keep our heads up, and keep on going. That's what I take from these verses. What you got, brother? The more for these?
You got to finish that, though. You know what I'm saying? The other day when we was talking about finishing your food, man, you got to finish, like, because it tells you not only that, you know, consider it ways and be wise, but then it goes down and says that it has no commander. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler. And then it cleans it up in verse 8 and says, yet it stores its provision in summer and gathers food at harvest. See, the reason that, you know, a lot of things go south, and I agree with what you're saying, bruh, I just got a little piggyback on that. The reason that a lot of things go sour is because it's an overseer and or ruler over what's going on. And see, at the end of the day, once it's an overseer and a ruler, that is when a lot of chaos starts to happen, because you see that it didn't use words like a leader, but it used words like overseer and ruler. So a lot of things happen, and a lot of things are Mr. Screw, because it's the leader and the overseer that is going to say at the end of the day, this is what's going to be done the way they feel. You understand? But the ants don't have that. And just look how what he's comparing it to. It's ants. Every day you see an ant, you don't see no value in no ant. You don't take the time to break down and see what an ant is doing. You see an ant in your house, what you going to do? You're going to step on it. And you ain't going to think about it. But if you just, but these little things that we don't think of no value, that are just, we could just walk them over every day. These are the little things that we can learn from, because yet they have no ruler, yet they have no overseer, nobody telling them what they do. They still find the food. They still gather it up. They still put it away for the harvest. With nobody telling them, you have to do it like this, do that. They're so wise. And we that's how wise we should be. Just to not even have to have nobody tell us what to do.
Amen.
Just do it. Let it be you. Because if it's in you, it's going to come out of you.
That's right.
A lot of people don't fit in groups, being the second man, because they was a natural born leader. And so. Things that go on, they really can't get with, because they're like, yeah, I understand, but we could be doing so much more if we did this. You know, so it's telling us these things because that's what we have to do. It should be every day. It shouldn't be no question. Shouldn't nobody have to say, hey, man, but you remember this, right? We should be able to look back and see what God has did for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because if somebody can tell us what God has done for us, we know what God's done for us. Sometimes we just lean on that crutch a little bit. We like that pity pot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I ain't got to talk to you. I ain't got to tell you what it is. One of the things that you know, I find, you know, and God is still working with me on this, but I just find it funny that you can take an alcoholic to a therapist, and the therapist is going to tell the alcoholic, you're an alcoholic. And like, oh, yes, oh, she blew my mind. She told me I was an alcoholic. Like, you already do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, come on, that's that little pity party. You want somebody to pat you on the back and say, oh, it's okay. No, you know what to do. Because, see, sometimes, and I'm just keep it real, from a preacher standpoint, I can't pray for you. The world is on my shoulders just like it's on yours. I go through stuff on the daily like everybody
mm-hmm.
else.
Mm-hmm.
And so in those times that you got to be able to be like that ant. I'm going to go to God. I ain't got to tell nobody. I ain't got to do this. I ain't got to do that. I'm going to go to somebody that's going to fix. That's not going to tell me what my problem is, because I know what the problem is. I need the solution.
Mm.
So that's mm. all. That's how I feel about them couple of words.
Oh, I'm
that's
good stuff. Definitely. I seen a meme earlier this week, and I'm gonna let you go ahead. It was like, stop going to God about your mountain, and tell the mountain about God.
About God. Come on, son. Come on, man. Don't make me run around
that
in Clinton, man.
mm.
slow down the concert.
You gonna make me to run around in Clinton, man? Like I saw that same picture, and it was funny because Daniel posted that.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Mm.
Oh man, it's time to stop playing. Like yeah. Man, you don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because then, like, because the statement, the saying goes that if you knew better, that you'll do better. But that statement mm-hmm. is false. Come on, man. These Christians know better, but we decide not to do better.
Uh-oh.
We fail in tests every day, and Jesus Christ is the answer sheet. Come on, man. We fail in these tests every day. We're stuck in the same class. Come on, man. We're supposed to be in 12th grade, but the transcript's saying 9th grade because we keep on. The answer is right there, but we don't mm-hmm. want it bad enough. Come on, man. You don't want it bad enough. Because if you want it bad enough, you're going to make it happen.
Come on, man.
But Pastor said that if you're tired of getting beat up long enough, you're going to get
that
under the umbrella. Come on, man.
They don't want it.
Come on, man. And then it's always me, oh my. Why me? Why not you? Come on, man. Come on, man. But see, they scared nowadays, man. They scared because see, things that are happening and things that God said is going to happen is starting to happen. Uh-oh. These youngins starting to die in the street every day. You can't tell the men from the women.
Mm.
Come on, man. See, now it's time to be bold. Don't be bold when everything cool and you're wearing your hats with the fruits on it and you got your two-piece suits on and you got your fish puppies on and your Stacey Adams. See, don't want to be bold when ain't nobody looking. When the only help that you can turn to is God. Because your mama done turned your back and your daddy done turned his back because he can't understand what you're going through. Come on, man. Come on, man. Time for war, man. It ain't time to be scared. It's time for war. Come on, man. We on the winning side. Come on, man. How you scared on the winning side? Because you don't even know you winning for real. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, you definitely got to stay on your game. And that's, you know, that's what the ant is doing. You know, he learned a lot from him. Nobody has to tell him to stay on his game. Nobody should have to tell us not to slip. You know, we should always be thinking, you know, down the road. And this is what the ant is doing. He's thinking down the road. He's thinking, you know, okay, it's good weather right now. So while this weather's good, put a little something aside, do a little something. So that when the weather turns bad, I'll be able to chill. Everybody else out there running, trying to swim, trying to get something. You know, that's what we got to do as far as with our spiritual life. We got to stay on our game, put some spiritual food in us so when the tough times come, we can draw from it. We're not running around looking crazy, talking about how I get into this, how I get out of this, how I'm going to handle this. Because I've already got the word in there. I've already spent time with God. I've already got my spiritual belly full. So when the tough times come, when the challenges come, I can draw on it. And that's just the thing of saying, I know they're coming. You know, I know the tough times are coming, so I need to prepare. I need to, you know, press my weight. I need to press. I need to, you know, do my calisthenics. I need to do my spiritual, whatever I need to do to get in shape. So when the challenge comes, I can handle it like a champion, instead of like somebody scrambling trying to stop something, you know, that's going down and don't have the means. And basically, that's what it is. It's preparation for we know what's coming. The ant knows it's going to get cold. He knows stuff's going to be hard to find. But as he's working, nobody has to tell him, get on your game, get on your point, get to where a point where you know that you can survive in spite of what the world or what situation or circumstance can bring. So that's what I'm looking at the ant for.
Little old ant.
Definitely. I think a lot of the time, even us as Christians, sometimes we definitely take the easy way out and we be lazy about it. And it's like we were talking about on my job about safety and everything, and they were like, it's 80%, you know, more of the time, if something was available and easy and it was right in front of your face, you're going to do it because it's easy. And I think sometimes, it, you know, we see certain situations that get hard and they just try and take the easy way out, you know. Just, we're going to slide this plate over the guy. We don't want this one, you know. And sometimes that plate be for you. It's like on Fear Factor. You don't want to eat it, but you want that money, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you definitely want to get to what's there for you in the end. But sometimes you just got to put in that work. You got to put in that time and not be lazy about it, you know. It's not always going to be the easiest thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, dog, like, this aunt is just, like, it's just amazing, right? Because it's just, like, it's accountability. These ants saying, man, you can starve if you want to. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm about to go get this food right quick, though. And no, I ain't bringing you back none. These for me. So you get hungry one time, you're going to say, look, man, I'm about to get up and go where they going. Let me go see what's over all yonder, man. Let me see what's going on over there. I'm a little hungry. I think I'm about to grab me some food. You know what I'm saying? Like,
me a little piece of something.
Get a little something, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm already little. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just about accountability, man. And it's so sweet because you have to be accountable because at the end of the day, when it's all said and done,
you.
You ain't can't tell Jesus that, yeah, man, because this and such and such made me so mad. That's why I left. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. So, I'm good, right? And Jesus, I'm like, nah.
And the other man walking in the door.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't got nothing to do with what you doing. And that's where, you know, I talked about again, you know, when you sit down on your gifts, you're not hurting nobody but yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be sitting on your gifts that God gave you just because man made you mad. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it ain't he ain't even give you the gift. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, how can you get mad?
Why you said him?
Why you sitting down? Like, he didn't give it to you. This is something that God told you. This is what I gave you. And you go out there and spread the gospel through all nations,
yeah,
through your gift. But, oh, I got to be out front. I got to be doing this. I got to be doing that. I got to be doing this. He said spread the gospel through all nations. That's what he said. That's the charge right there. There you go.
There it is.
Well, definitely, you know, this proverb, you know, it definitely, you know, this was a good one right here. I definitely enjoyed this one, you know.
Amen.
Every time I see the aunt. In the house, I ain't going to say if it's in the house, I got to take care of it. But if it's outside, I'm understanding the struggle. So. Those were my last words, my final words.
Any other comments before I ask Brother Jamal to close out for us?
Hey, last word.
No, I'm good.
You good, man?
All right. Yes, sir.
All right, so if all hearts and minds are clear, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for life itself, life, health, and strength. We thank you for this day, Father God, that we've never seen before and will never see again. We thank you, Father God, for these many proverbs. We thank you for all of the proverbs, Father God, that coincides with every day of our lives, Father God. And we ask you that we we hide these proverbs in our heart, Father God, that when trouble arises, when situations, Father God, where we have to use wisdom, where we have to call on her name, Father God, we'll be able to do it, Father God, without a push, Father God, but that we just know, Father God, make us as wise, Father God, as the ant, Father God, be in our services today, Father God, wherever they may be, Father God, feel passed up, Father God, let His word be a fire, Father God, from you, from the bottom of your cross, Father God, that when He preached, Father God, they don't see pastor, Father God, but they only see you, Father God. We want to see. Thank you, Father God. We praise you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, y'all. Till next week. This is the first word. Yeah.